Welcome to Top Breed Cats, the show for anyone who loves cats. Today we'll talk about the Brazilian Shorthaired and Savannah cat.
That's right. I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ollie.
We both have two cats who we love very much. And today I'm going to be starting off with the Savannah cat. The Savannah cat is a hybrid cross between the African serval and a domestic cat. So it's kind of like the Serengeti cat, except it doesn't have, except this one has wild DNA. Savannah was named after the habitat of the serval and its beauty. Beauty echoes in the lush splendor of those golden plains in Africa. Much like its wild ancestors, the Savannah is a very tall cat with long legs, big ears, long neck, and it's very lean. Its coat shows the typical spotted pattern, along with some like bars, often of a golden or tawny background. Savannah is a smaller version of the African serval, at about half the weight or less. It is a very sociable, affectionate breed that gets along very well with pets and older kids. It weighs about 12 to 15 pounds. It's about 20 to 22 inches long. It has a short to medium coat, and it comes with black or brown spotted tabby with silver or silver spotted tabby, and a black smoke with solid or tabby pattern. So its eyes come in every color, and you can expect your Savannah cat to live for about 12 to 20 years. That's a very long life for one of these cats. So it's very affectionate, friendly, and friendly to pretty much everything. It goes along well with kids, family, pets. Yeah. It needs a good amount of exercise because it has some wild DNA. It's also very playful, and it has lots of energy, intelligence. It does vocalize a little bit, and it sheds kind of as much as a domestic medium hair. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the first known breed, breeding for these, was in the early 1980s. By Judy Frank, a Bengal breeder located in Pennsylvania. In the early 1990s, Patrick Kelly, founder of SavannahCat.com, enlisted Joyce Shorfoli, something like that, I can't pronounce the last name, to help him develop the breed with Kelly using the offspring of that first hybrid cross. Their efforts were successful, and as were their efforts to convince the International Cat Association to accept the new breed. So, the International Cat Association is also known as TICA. TICA. Although the Savannah cat is a relatively new breed, it has caught on like a wildfire, meaning there are already dozens of Savannah breeders around like North America and Europe, with over 60 breeders worldwide. That's a lot for a very new breed. So registries accept the Savannah cat in places that accept the Savannah cat include TICA, and the International Progressive Cat Breeders Alliance, TIPCBA. Wow, that's a mouthful to say. The genetics, and nomenclature for the Savannah cat shows how many generations the cat is from the serval. A male is not fertile usually until the sixth generation removed from the serval parent. The females are not usually fertile from the first generation. So the Savannah has a coat that's easy to care for. Brush your cat weekly just to prevent hairballs, and you want to trim the cat's nails just because you want to make sure that they don't get too sharp. So you may want to do that about weekly. You should brush your cat's teeth very frequently and just make sure that you get the appropriate veterinary like cleanings on this. The Savannah is a very friendly one cat, so it makes an excellent companion. It's very sociable with other pets, highly intelligent, and always willing to greet its owners with a friendly head bump. They love lots of interactions with their humans and may follow you around the house. They want to be part of all your activities, but they will often want affection only when they're ready to come join you on the couch once they want a warm lap, not before. So, let the cat come to you. Don't go to the cat unless you have a really good relationship with that cat. So, they have very long legs, so it helps with them find, like, they love to find high places, and they can climb very easily. So make sure to give a cat tree or other safe climbing opportunities for this cat, just because they love to climb and jump really high. Some can even jump 8 feet or more. So, like, straight up in the air, just like the serval. Savannahs have been called dog-like in their loving and playing fetch, being able to train, walk on harnesses, and you can even click or train them to do tricks and enjoy interactive toys. It's no wonder these cats have so quickly attained popularity, both family members and in the show ring. So the Savannah cats are generally healthy and should be given the usual veterinary checks. But, yeah. They don't have any, they're not usually prone to health issues, but there is one. They are kind of more prone to hypostatic cardiomyopathy, something like that. The fully domesticated cats. The cat's heart condition causes the thickening of the heart's left ventricle, which can lead to the heart failure. Also, hybrid male sterility is to be expected until the F4 generation or later. Yep. Let's see. They don't have any special diet requirements. They have the same ones as domestic cats. So, yeah. Yep, that's all on the Savannah cat. Hang on. I think. Oh, wait, I'm forgetting something. Oh, yes, the price of one. If you were to get a Savannah cat, you can expect the prices to be around $1,000 and $20,000. So they have a giant range of prices, probably depending on their F1, F2, F3, F4. F1 looks like the most expensive from what I can see here. That's all I have on the Savannah cat. Now it's time for Ollie and the Brazilian Shorthair. Go on, Ollie.
Okay, so the Brazilian Shorthair is adorable. And they have a beautiful coat, and that's why they're prized. And very playful. And it may surprise you to learn that these purebreds were originally street cats.
What?
Uh-huh. So they can be up to 20 pounds, a minimum of 10. They are about a foot to a foot and a bit. And as their name says, they
have short hair.
Yeah. So their coats are a wide range of colors, including white, tan, brown, black, orange, gray, and tabby.
Yep.
This is a coloring.
Tabby's kind of like a pattern, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Anyway, continue.
So, and their eye color is green, gold, yellow. Sometimes it mirrors its coat.
Okay, that's really cool.
And they live up to 20 years, and 14 at minimum.
That's actually pretty good for a cat. It's a good range.
Uh-huh. So you got this cat when you were 20, you'll still have it maybe until you're 40. Okay, so they love people, they're very friendly, love kids, and love other pets. They don't want to exercise that often, and they're very playful, and they're don't have that much energy, and they're very smart. They don't talk that much, and they don't shed barely at all, and the Brazilian short hair origin from common street cats of Brazil. No. These felines first entered Brazil around 15,000 CE aboard the ships of European sailors. Old Chinese feral cats developed into purebred felines with set breeding standards. The breed's development is credited to Paulo Samuel Wroczki, and Madeline, but in 1998, the World Cat Federation approved the Brazilian Shepherd as a recognized purebred cat. However, the breed has not received recognition from the TICA or the FCA.
Cats Fanciers Association as is FCA.
Yeah,
continue.
And care. So the short hair is very friendly, with an outgoing personality, and a social street cat remains, and the purebred felines making meeting new people and exploring new places right up their alley. These
cats
thrive with plenty of attention, play, and snuggle time. Yes. Their social, playful, energetic nature also makes them perfect feline companions for kids. So you have kids, buy a Brazilian short hair.
Or that's an option as a cat.
Okay, so common health problems. The Brazilian short hair is a relatively healthy breed with no common breed-specific health problems, none. But however, cat owners should be on the lookout for common issues that may arise in any breed, such as obscurity and ear infections.
Well, I mean, that's not super bad.
My dog has ear infections every day.
Yeah, animals get ear infections sometimes.
Okay, so here's some pros and cons about their diet. So they're very adaptable to new food. They love things. And they does well with anything. So basically, you give it a new food, it'll adapt well. And it also, it doesn't really like nature. That's what I think it means. But it requires a lot of mental and physical stimulation. So, the end of this. Cat.
Okay.
Now.
Great. So, before we start cat stories, I'm just going to say, last week and the week before, we didn't release any episodes because we were on break. Just, like, school break and back to school. So,
blah, blah, blah. So,
now we're going to start off with cat stories. Ollie, do you have any cat stories?
We're trying to get my cats trained to work on a leash.
Oh, yes. I saw the harnesses today. They actually look really good on the cats. They just have to get used to the harnesses first.
You should have seen the original video of Toby doing it.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, Serena and Nala are actually becoming really great buds now, so that's fun. And then Serena was trying to eat one of my plants earlier, so that was meh. And yeah, that's a lot of the crazy things that they've done, or good things. So, yep. Now we're going to start something new. We're going to do it every once in a while. Famous felines. So Ollie is going to start us off with one of the fattest cats imagined, Cinderblock.
Okay, so Cinderblock.
Ollie, would you describe Cinderblock?
So she is about 25 pounds.
Whoa.
And she lives in a hospital now because she's so fat.
Okay, I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah, and
did you put that?
She is trying to
lose weight.
Yeah. And so, this is a photo of her
that you're looking at right now. We'll post a photo in the description. So, can you describe what Cinderblock looks like to those who may not know?
To me, she kind of looks like a Russian blue.
Okay. So, about
a very fat Russian blue.
Super
fat. She doesn't have the blue eyes of a Russian blue.
Yeah, so maybe like a domestic short hair cat that's kind of like gray with yellowish eyes.
Yeah, and she's also very, very, very fat.
Yeah.
She hates workouts.
Yeah, I mean, I know my parents sometimes hate doing theirs, too.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm trying to figure out to add in a little video of Cinderblock. I'm just going to find a video and also put that in the description.
All right. So then I'm doing a cat called Kiefer. Kiefer is a giant white Maine Coon who's like the size of a dog. So here's a a white Maine Coon who lives in Russia. I think from the town of Stereokski Oakstool in Russia. While most cats grow 10 to the level of a few years, at just 2 years old, Kiefer hasn't stopped growing. He currently weighs about 12.5 kilograms.
Which is around...
You can figure that out, Ollie.
Making him one of the largest cats and Maine Coons the largest cat breed. Tend to average out somewhere between 6.8 and 11.3 kilos. Kiefer's one heavy mammal, and since Maine Coons tend to stop growing by the age of 4, he's gonna about double in size.
So, for y'all in America, he is 27 pounds.
He's about 27.5 pounds. So
27.55778 pounds.
Yeah, let's just go 27.55.
That's pounds.
Yeah, pounds, which is a lot. So, let's see. Is there anything more that I can say? So he's bigger than some dogs, yet Kiefer is a very big softy. He loves to cuddle and nuzzle against his favorite humans, and his owner says that Kiefer has a heart of gold. So Kiefer, yep, huge cat, bigger than like a medium, about the size of a medium-sized dog. We're gonna include some pictures down below, like in the description again. Oh, sorry about that buzzing. That means a cat was trying to get into a room, or a little brother was trying to get in a room and accidentally stepped on a beeping pad.
Cat stories fans cats.
I think that's all for this episode, unless all of you want to add anything.
Yeah. I don't need anything to add.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Oh, one quick announcement. We have gotten a few things practically prepared for Top 3 Dogs. So we're going to be having two friends hosting that, and we'll keep posted on Top 3 Dogs. Cat Science, we're hoping to come soon. We're just waiting on a friend who we were so close with. Like, we were so close to getting it done, but then they kind of got off topic in the middle. And
yeah, we accidentally started laughing too hard.
Yep, Ollie and his friend laughed too hard. Yep, so that's all for this episode. We'll see you back here next week for more cats.
Bye! Bye.